Chris, how's the offseason been treating you? It's nice to get a little time away.
Yeah, it's been real good. You know, get to take the kids to school every day, pick them up, and went on a little vacation and stuff. Just enjoying my time with the family, man. That's one of the big things I love about the offseason. I get to take them to school and pick them up and, you know, be there for them all the time.
You were talking to Marshall Falk yesterday about all the guys going to Hawaii and all the people. And he said, you know, the aspect that really gets lost in that, he goes, really, you know, Derek, Amari, Latavius, a lot of their success doesn't happen if it wasn't for the play of the big guys up front. And he mentioned you specifically. He goes, you know, Donald Penn, and he goes, Donald should have been a Pro Bowl. And he goes, you know, people don't realize the importance of the offensive line and how they kind of make everything go.
Man, that's the story of my career. I've been looked over on the Pro Bowl, you know, many a times. And, you know, I'm happy for the guys that didn't make it. You know, I'm happy for Coop, you know, Mac, Carr, all the Raiders that made it. But it's crazy how you have a receiver, running back, quarterback, and a fullback, and not one offensive lineman makes it. You know, we're all a team. You know, there's no individual success. You know, we're all a team. But, you know, you don't see that often. But it's part of the game, man. You know, I'm going to work harder to try and make it next year. You know, hopefully next year we'll have about 18 guys in there.
You know, so it must have been nice, though, as a unit, like his offensive line group, to kind of see those guys.
Oh, I was so happy for him. I was so happy for him, especially, you know, I'm not trying to pick one person, but I was especially excited for DC, man. DC been working his butt off, man. He's the leader of this team. He did such a great job this past year and his rookie year. So I was really – that was one guy that really stood out that I was really happy for. And, of course, Charles Woodson. I'm happy he got to go out and play the Pro Bowl as one of his last games.
So, you know, you were here when, you know, things weren't that great. You know, we had that 3-13 effort. And now last year, obviously, a marked improvement. So now that you've had a chance to sit back and kind of look back at the first year under Jack, what did kind of Jack bring this organization?
You know, he brought a different mentality. You know, he brought a toughness. And he brought competition. You know, we compete a lot. We compete in practice every day. You know, even last week of the season, we were still competing. You know, sometimes we even have little offensive and defense competitions. But every day in practice, we have a competition period. And I think that's one thing he brought, the competition thing and the toughness and, you know, getting back to the old Raider mentality.
You know, you've been pretty vocal since you got here that, you know, playing for the Raiders has kind of been a dream come true for your childhood team that you grew up watching. You know, what would it mean to you to kind of finish your, you know, maybe not finish, but to kind of have this second act of your career and remain a Raider?
It would be in the world. I mean, it would be a dream come true. You know, it would be like a fairy tale ending, you know, if I, you know, finish as a Raider, you know, won the Super Bowl here and I finish my career there because I grew up a Raider fan. So it would definitely be a fairy tale ending, and we'll see what happens.
You know, obviously the Super Bowl here, all the pageantry, the radio row, everything's happening in the Bay Area. Does that kind of serve as a motivation for you guys on the field? Like, hey, this is in our backyard. This is what we could be doing. This is the goal. This is what we kind of want to achieve.
It does, and it gives you a lot of incentive, you know, going into it next year. And, you know, especially seeing Denver in it and seeing how we beat them this past season, seeing how good we were. You know, it gives you that extra incentive that, hey, we can hang. Denver's in the Super Bowl. We beat them, so we can make it to the Super Bowl next year. You know, it gives you that extra incentive.
You know, it's on the defensive side of the ball, but, you know, Wood called the quits after a great career. Tuck earlier this week, you know, great career, and he said he's done. So now there's, I don't want to say there's a leadership Wood, but now you're one of the more senior guys on the team. If you're looked at as kind of in a leadership role, is that something you would relish, kind of being looked as that older, mature, older statesman on this team?
I mean, I can't hide it because, you know, father, you know, age, you can't go back. So I am one of the older guys 10 years in. And I do accept that because I try to help some of the younger guys. I try to give them examples of things I've been through in my life and in my career to try to help them so they don't make some of the same mistakes. And then I'm a big guy. I try to lead by example. You know, you see me out there busting my butt. You see me out there working hard. You see me out there early. You see me out there staying late. And, you know, that's how I try to do. Lead by example. You see what I do? You can do it with me. You need help? I'm there for you. And I'm not a big vocal guy, but I try to lead by example.
You know, we talked to a lot of people this weekend. You know, for the first time, at least as far as I can remember being here, there's a lot of excitement surrounding this team. You know, what would you say to Raider Nation if you had a chance to, you know, kind of, you know, pitch this team going forward? Like, hey, we're here and we're gonna, you know, we're on the upswing.
Just stay with us. Keep watching, man. We coming. Just keep watching, man. And just know from me, I'm talking to everybody else. We want to win. We want to bring this thing back to Raider Nation, back to the way it is. Just keep watching. Hang with us.